Well, one of the things that our church is about, Sugarland Bible Church, is we're really about the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel just means good news. Is anybody interested in some good news? There's a lot of bad news in the world. We want to share with you some good news. And I'm going to do this very quickly. I just have 5 basic points to share with you. The first 2 are bad because you can't appreciate good news until you have some bad news. Number 1, you are a sinner before a holy God. Romans 3 and verse 23 says this, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Has anybody here ever told a lie? If your hand is not up, you're telling a lie. Right? We've all done that. So what does that make us? That makes us liars. Yeah. Number 2. Bad news number 2. The penalty for sin is death. You know that saying, if you don't want to do the time, don't do the crime. So the scripture teaches that there is a penalty attached to sin, which we've all committed. And the penalty for sin is death. Genesis 2, verse 17 says, "But from the fruit, from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, for in the day you eat of it, you will surely die." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life." So number 1, the scripture says all of us are sinners. And number 2, the scripture says all of us are dying, the penalty for sin. Death, what it really is separation from God. So we are all born into the world, separated from God, and headed for an eternity which is separated from God. Now for the good news. Good news number 1. God, in His infinite love, provided Jesus Christ, who died for you and paid the penalty for your sins. Romans 5 and verse 8 says, "God demonstrates His own love towards us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us." 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ died on a cruel Roman wooden cross because He had someone on His mind. And that someone was you. If you were the only person on planet Earth, Jesus would have shed His blood for you, which He did. He shed His blood for all of us. 2nd piece of good news. You can be saved from hell by depending on Jesus Christ alone to save you. So we're all sinners. We're all headed for a Christless eternity. The Bible calls that hell. Jesus died on a cross to pay the penalty for our sins. He rose from the dead, which we celebrated last Sunday, to prove who He was. And so the good news of the gospel is we can be saved from hell by depending only on Jesus Christ to save us. Romans 4 and verse 5 puts it this way, "But the one who does not work but believes in Him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness." You notice that verse says, the one who does not work but believes. For the first 16 years of my life, I was doing good works to try to make myself acceptable before God. But then one day, someone showed me this verse. But the one who does not work but believes. So the only thing that makes us acceptable before a holy God is to believe in Jesus Christ. Believe is another word for depend or rely upon or trust. I notice some of you are sitting in chairs that required faith, didn't it? You had to trust that that chair was constructed correctly to hold you up. So we exercise faith every single day of our lives. But the fact of the matter is, God has designed the plan of salvation so that we must believe or trust in Jesus Christ. That is the only condition that must be met to make us right before God. So at some point in our lives, we come under the conviction of God. He makes us aware of our condition before Him, how we need His grace, and we respond to the offer of salvation by believing or trusting in Jesus Christ. Therefore, salvation is a free gift. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. It is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one can boast. See, if salvation was based on what I do, then salvation is of myself, and I can brag. But God has designed it in such a way that when we receive it as a gift. And we receive it as a gift simply by depending upon or relying upon the promises of God. It's not something you have to raise your hand to receive. It's not something you have to walk an aisle to receive. It's not something you give money to receive. It's not something you do in terms of joining a church to receive. It is completely between you and God in the privacy of your own thoughts and heart as the Spirit of God places you under conviction. You simply trust in what this man, Jesus Christ, has done for you. And then finally, there's a final piece of good news. This takes me to number 5. God wants you to know for sure that you are saved and have eternal life. John 5, verse 24, puts it this way. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but is passed out of death into life. So on the authority of the Word of God, if you, as I am speaking, are trusting completely in what Jesus has done for you in terms of your eternity, then you have passed from death to life. You have, present tense, the gift of eternal life. 1 John 5, verse 13 says, these things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life. God wants you to leave here this afternoon with 100% certainty that if you were to die today, God forbid if you were to die in a car accident on the way home, that your soul would go immediately into the presence of God. Hell and death and eternal separation from God is something you no longer need to worry about, because you're not trusting in yourself, you're trusting in the promises of Jesus Christ. And this gospel, this good news, is the best news a human being can receive. Just by way of review, number one, you are a sinner before a holy God. Number two, the penalty for our sin is death. Number three, God in His infinite love provided Jesus Christ, who died for you and paid the penalty for your sins. Number four, you can be saved from hell by depending upon Jesus Christ alone to save you. And number five, God wants you to be sure that you are saved and have eternal life. Becoming a Christian is not a 12-step program. It's a one-step program. And it takes place in the privacy of your own thoughts and heart as you depend completely on the promises of Jesus Christ. You're no longer depending upon yourself, your denomination, your standing in life, your ability to do good works. You're switching away from those things and trusting completely in Jesus Christ. So if that is something that you're interested in, even as I am talking, you can take care of business with God right now in the privacy of your own thoughts and heart. It's not something you even need to tell anybody about. But if you want to tell somebody about it, I'm available after we're finished here to talk. If it's something where you're saying to yourself, well, I like this idea, I just need some more information, I need to talk through a few things, please come talk to me or talk to any of our fine folks over there in the gospel tent. We've got a lot of literature, but it's all designed to help you enter into a relationship with the God that made you and receive the good news of Jesus Christ. It's what our church is about. It's what we promote. Carnival is a great fun time. Really, the true agenda here is this is just an opportunity for us to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the best news God ever gave man. Thank you so much for your time, and have a great rest of the afternoon.